Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Spring, little Cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring, little Cobra, with all of your might. Spring, little Cobra, getting ready to strike.
8:06, Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon on this Friday morning. So a little update. Weather-wise, it does look like we are going to have a significant snowfall. And if we don't get it as much, don't complain to me on Monday or Tuesday. Just consider yourself lucky. But it does seem that we are going to get a significant snowfall coming in starting as soon as Sunday morning. And why isn't my computer working? So I wanted to look at the regional forecast here. Some of the areas are toward Greene County, up where the ski areas are, Windham, Hunter, localized up to 24 inches of snow. Here in most of these areas, we're talking about, 10 or 12 to 18 inches of snow. Get out today, get stuff taken care of, and because they're saying on Sunday, extreme cold, dangerous wind chills, dangerous to impossible travel, snowfall rates 1 to 2 inches per hour, low visibility. And it's going to be a long-duration storm, so it's going to be very hard for the highway crews to keep up with the snowfall if it comes in at that rate. Don't do anything foolish. I mean, if you're not completely equipped to get out in that kind of weather, just don't do it, period. And the last thing you want to do is get yourself stranded somewhere. And I sure hope by this point in time that you've put the winter kit in your car with the snow brush and maybe the extra boots and some socks and a blanket, your snacks, a couple bottles of water, whatever you need out there. And we will be here on air Monday morning. Robbie's going to stay in the studio on Sunday afternoon, overnight, Sunday night. He's going to hang out and watch his Patriots win the football game.
I sure hope so.
That's going to be your consolation for going over and above here. The Patriots will win.
I mean, the whole entire slumber is going to depend on if the Patriots do well or not.
Uh-oh.
If they do great, then I'm going to be celebrating the whole entire day. If not, I'll probably just stand outside in the blizzard just going over thoughts of contemplation.
Okay.
That's going to be my schedule.
So we will, the plan is, though, that Robbie will be here. I'm going to, hook up remotely from home. Tony Marmo, it's going to be a Marmo Monday. I think Tony's going to be calling in at 7:30. We've been going back and forth with messages here. I was just next door over here talking to the Zolls, and he's going to be, he'll be calling in at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. He'll do his sports reports for you, but then also calling in at Monday morning to talk sports as well.
All right.
So when she's all situated, I'll say good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you,
Robbie?
Hello.
Good. You know, these early mornings and driving down here.
I know. It's a little different than it was in Arlington.
Yeah.
What difference does it make? Yeah, but what means you were always stuck behind a school bus over there anyway.
This is true. So,
I'm not going to say anymore.
It's a rough one.
Exactly. So, wow, we had some phone conversations, exchanged some information here the last couple of days, and I just want to quickly talk about this article that popped up this morning on Breitbart News. Rural hospital closures, downgrades represent national health access emergency that Trump can fix, and they are rolling out the Rural Health Transformation Program to provide $50 billion in funding to try to get these rural healthcare clinics back up and running. People are signed up for Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, but they have nowhere to go. Get care.
Mm-hmm.
What good is that?
Well, that's when it comes down to you got to take responsibility for your own health, and you have to start like I said, looking to maintain a better, healthier lifestyle. And so you don't, not that we don't all need these things, right?
Right.
I'm not saying that. But again, it makes it all the more important.
Women in particular, in the state of New York, women in particular, women and children, women, major areas of the state of New York, there's no access to even routine OBGYN coverages, prenatal care, postnatal care, postpartum care. And that results in huge health problems for women.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the babies, too.
Yes.
So, because we know prenatal care is so important.
So, let me back up for 1 second. You've said this before, but there are folks maybe listening who never heard this before. You're a registered dietitian,
mm-hmm.
but your actual practice and what you do in your profession is dealing with nutrition issues in infants.
Correct. Mostly birth to three. Pediatrics is my specialty, so I, you know, the whole range. And I, you know, I do some adults too on occasion at this point because early intervention keeps me quite busy with,
right.
Medically fragile children. Like I said, basically birth to three.
So from your professional standpoint, after quite a few years...
20 plus,
right. More. In terms of early pregnancy care, women having access, and even before becoming pregnant,
correct.
To have access to medical care with respect to OBGYN services, nutrition and health information before there's even a pregnancy involved, absolutely critical.
Absolutely critical. 100% agree. So, yeah, you can see it in the outcomes.
And this is a huge, huge issue across the state of New York that has not gotten any... We have a governor who is a woman. She has not addressed this issue for all the years she's been in state government. Prior to being governor, she was lieutenant governor. Reports on this go back about 20 years. This is not something that happened...
Yeah, what didn't happen just yesterday?
No.
So I know. It amazes me when you have a woman in charge and they don't address
issues. I've never heard my assemblywoman, Dee Dee Barrett, ever say a word about this. I've never heard her say a word about this other than her insulting comment that time when she was asked about coming on and discussing with me. Well, I'll talk to him about women's issues when I see him wearing a dress. I offered to put a dress on if she wanted to come sit in the studio with me. Robbie, that's a true story.
I vaguely remember that.
That is absolutely a true story.
Well, we can probably start a campaign or something, some sort of media thing to get that going.
My point is the women across the state of New York, need to have accurate information about their health is being threatened. You can be enrolled in Medicaid. What good is it if you don't have anywhere to go get care?
Yeah, correct.
None whatsoever. So let's get a sports report in. It's already 8:15 on Hudson Valley Focus Live, and I want to get up the articles that we exchanged and things that we're going to talk about this morning. Back with...
All right. Did you bring us the clip that I told you last night on the GLP-1?
No. You mean to play it on air?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'll have to see if we can find that then.
Okay.
Back on the Beacon. A19 Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon on this Friday morning. Tracy, a registered dietitian in studio, and her hair is on fire. I guess it's the morning that maybe it's
something in the air. You know,
I think it is.
The fact there's going to be a blizzard coming up. We're all fired up. You've been on just a tear the past few days.
I know. I think it's the those extreme coronal mass ejections from the sun and those proton things that they're talking about. I'm pretty sure that it had an impact on me.
Or your coffee, one or the other.
I'm betting on the coffee.
So there was a meeting at the White House the other day and about with the pharmaceutical executives. And in here, They're talking about the GLP drugs. Was it specifically Ozempic, or was it just the broader GLP? Because there's more than one, isn't there?
Correct. So the pharmaceutical reps that were there are from the companies was Novo Nordisk, and they're the ones that do Ozempic. And then the other one was Lilly.
Okay.
And hang on a second. I forget which ones. I always forget which ones do which. Oh, they do Mounjaro and Zepbound.
Okay. So let's play some of this clip. We got the audio. We're going to play some of this clips. And then I'll let Tracy explain why her hair is on fire.
And then you're supposed to buy it. Very few, but I'll let you handle that.
At a high level, one in three people who can hear my voice
this is Dr. Oz.
Are eligible for these medications. That's the magnitude of impact. And we believe, just to reemphasize, we will actually save the American taxpayer money if people use these drugs appropriately for the duration for which they're indicated. There are always going to be side effects of anything. Anything strong enough to help you, strong enough to hurt you. The question is the trade-off worth it? We know the ravaging risks of obesity and all downstream issues ranging from diabetes and hypertension to renal failure, dementia, heart disease, my specialty. But I'll ask Dave Ricks from Lilly to maybe start off because he can give an honest appraisal of potential risks people should be aware of. There's no free cheese.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Want to stop it there? Yeah.
So let
me just emphasize what he said at the end. There's no free cheese.
Mm-hmm. So they're being honest.
Yes.
Right. So, and we've talked about the GLP drugs, GLP-1 drugs before. We've done several shows. Again, there's, for me, where's the long-term look at these? And as we know, there's no quick fixes.
Right.
And, you know, there are long-term side effects that are starting to show. There is a lawsuit out there. I believe it's for the eyesight issue, right, because it's affecting people's eyesight. It's called eye stroke, I believe. I have to kind of look back. I do have it in some of my notes here. You know, people... Some of the long-term side effects that are coming up from this are some severe gastroparesis, which is very delayed stomach emptying, pancreatitis and pancreatic cancer risk, thyroid cancer concerns. There's actually a black box warning.
So what's a black box warning?
So basically that's telling you that, and again, if you want to look up kind of the exact definition of what it is, but that's basically telling you that the warning is here is for thyroid tumors. So because it's talking about here in rodent studies, the GLP-1 drugs increased thyroid C-cell tumors. So there's an FDA warning here that patients with a personal or a family history of medullary thyroid carcinoma, or there's another syndrome here, should avoid these medications. So again, in human data, there's no clear causal link, but again, that continued long-term monitoring.
So let me tell you in my words why Tracy's hair is on fire. We've spoken for years about the fact about really paying attention to eating real food and working with your body to strengthen your body's own natural immune systems. This has been absolutely proven during COVID in particular, what people should have been doing. Mm-hmm. If I go back then to Drs. Fauci and Collins and Burks, Redfield, I was, you know, screaming from the rooftop, when are they going to talk about addressing the underlying health issues? And because we know now, I saw it early in the data, but as early as August, September of 2020, even the Center for Disease Control had come out with the fact that something like 94% of the COVID fatalities were in individuals with, on average, four comorbidities, led generally by obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand... Matter of fact, may have you play that clip again, Robbie. The points that Dr. Oz is making, it's I would call it a pragmatic approach to it, recognizing that some people aren't going to make, you know, these longer-term changes in their diet and nutrition. They should. And that should be, but why is Tracy's hair on fire? Because in here, they talk about the Ozempic. They don't go back and talk about the ways that we should be already addressing the American diet.
So, true statement. And that was one of the things that RFK stood on.
Right.
And I actually, so I guess what's frustrating to me, and we've talked about this, is GLP-1 is actually a hormone that's made in our own body.
Yes.
Okay. So the thing is that it breaks down quickly. Okay. So the drug companies created a synthetic GLP-1 receptor antagonist. So that's like the Ozempic and Wegovy that stay active longer. So my thing is if it's breaking down, however it's breaking down quicker in the body, that's what it's meant to do. So again, once you now have a drug that trumps, no pun intended, your body's own signals, what is that doing? So there are natural ways to raise your GLP-1 levels. And, you know, I can go over that. So, and actually I have a study I keep referencing from 2014 where they actually raised levels with a probiotic called VSL. It's documented here. So, you know, again, and to me, that would be a much healthier way. And also discussing how you can raise these levels naturally.
Yes.
Right? So that's my frustration. The other frustration is that, and I have here, that RFK in that initial, you know, speech that he gave when he was running, or when Trump was running, he actually talks about Ozempic. And he says, this is a drug.
This is RFK? RFK Jr.
I'm actually reading from an excerpt from his speech. And he was referencing Ozempic. So he said, this is a drug that is made by Novo Nordisk, the biggest company in Europe. It's a Danish company, and the Danish government does not recommend taking it. It recommends change in diet to treat obesity and exercise. So here he's referencing this, and now he's standing behind the Ozempic executives in the Trump Oval Office.
Yes.
So, and the other thing he references here, now here he was talking about the cost of Ozempic, right? Because it was $1,000 to $1,500 a month. I believe they're talking about taking it down to $150 a month,
right,
or something. I'd have to find that in the clip. So, and I believe Dr. Oz then references, well, I think currently there's around 8 million people he referenced that were on it. And what this could do, you could put tens of millions of people on it. You could get employers to cover it. You can get Medicare to now cover it. So, again,
Robbie, go back to where just Dr. Oz comes up to the podium and just plays that part if you can do it real quick. We got about 2 minutes before we go out to the break.
Three people who can hear my voice are eligible for these medications. That's the magnitude of impact. And we believe, just to reemphasize, we will actually save the American taxpayer money if people use these drugs appropriately for the duration for which they're indicated. There are always going to be side effects of anything. Anything strong enough to help you, strong enough to hurt you. The question is the trade-off worth it? We know the ravaging risks of obesity and all downstream issues ranging from diabetes and hypertension to renal failure, dementia, heart disease, my specialty. But I'll ask Dave Ricks from...
That's good. Do it right there. So, as he ends up with saying, there's no free cheese. So, what do I hear him saying? We're going to take a pragmatic approach. You know, it's going to be cheaper for people to do this. But there's another part of this story, and this is where your hair goes on fire, rightfully so, is that he talks about saving money. What about the impact on quality of life? Now, initially, there are people who I've gotten notes. Beth messaged me back a couple of years ago on Mojourno,
right,
and in her 80s, had helped give her back, you know, able to do things.
Correct. Yeah. And again, if these were able to be used short term that way, and he talks about duration.
Yes.
But how many people who come off of this drug gain the weight back?
Yes.
So again, is this a lifelong thing now you have to continue to take?
Yes.
And not really change the way you're eating or
correct
exercising? Or
and this goes to the holistic approach that we're going to talk about the other effects that we wind up with. Unintended consequences. Well, let's start looking longer term. And let's start really focusing on these issues that we approach, I don't care what the issue is, whether it's our food, whether it's our education, whether it's our manufacturing, whether it's energy. Let's look at these things holistically so that today's fix isn't tomorrow's problem. Is that too much to ask?
No. Well,
it's my birthday. That's what I want for my birthday. So Tracy's in studio with me. We're going to get a quick break in and back on Huntsville Life Focus Live on the Beacon.
They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Eight. 8:35 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Before I come back to Tracy, we do have it appears to be a significant snowstorm coming as early as Sunday morning, long duration, more than 24 hours into Monday. Robbie is going to hunker down here at the station on Sunday afternoon to watch his football game, and he's going to be able to the Patriots are going to win the game for you in recognition of you going the extra mile here.
I'm knocking on wood. I'm doing
every dance?
Every dance, every superstition.
Okay.
Just everything.
Okay. And then I will be, doing the show from home. Our link should work just as it's worked very well other times. Tony Marmo should be joining me probably over the phone. For sure over the phone. And then it's at 7:30 on Monday. It's a Marmo Monday. And then the Zoles will be on also after 8 o'clock on Monday. But he'll also be doing his quarter-hour sports reports with Robbie. So that's our rundown. We wanted to make sure that depending on what is happening, that we're here with you live on Monday morning. I am going to for sure reach out to Dutch County Sheriff Kirk Imperati in advance and see if we can get him on with us Monday morning to find out what is happening. Back to the conversation with Tracy Haight, registered dietitian. We're talking about the press conference that was held with the pharma execs, specifically with respect to the GLP-1 pharmaceuticals. You heard Dr. Oz talk a couple times about, we can save money on this. His assessment that there's no free cheese, there are side effects. And then, Tracy, we talked about the black box warning. And so I did look it up. Black box warning, boxed warning, most serious warning the U.S. Food and Drug Administration can issue, highlighting severe risks like serious injury, hospitalization, or death associated with a drug, appearing in bold black bordered notice on the label to alert patients. So I asked you the question as to whether or not women who are pregnant should be using Ozempic or any of the GLP medications.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And I almost feel like if you're, trying to get pregnant, that you shouldn't be utilizing them either.
Correct. So, in advance. That goes to the care, proper nutrition, good health before even becoming. So I did also look it up, and here's what I got. No, Ozempic or any of the semi-glutides, mm-hmm. not recommended for use during pregnancy. Studies suggest potential harm to fetuses and data in humans, limited, with expert advising discontinuing at least 2 months before trying to conceive and immediately upon discovering pregnancy to avoid risks like growth issues and abnormalities. Healthcare providers typically recommend stopping Ozempic if pregnant and managing diabetes with other methods, mm-hmm. while also being aware that weight loss from these drugs may increase fertility. That's interesting. So holistic approach to taking care of ourselves.
Well, and the other thing too is, one of the side effects of the GLP-1 drugs is muscle mass loss, right? So because of the rapid weight loss, it often includes loss of lean muscle mass, which may slow metabolism and affect long-term health. So here's the thing. You'd want to pair that medication with strength training and high-protein diets to help reduce the risk. may not always be enough. But again, are physicians or who's ever recommending these drugs saying that alongside of it, right? And again, yes, we've said this can be life-changing, but it does restrict because it decreases your appetite. So now you want to be eating foods that are more nutrient dense. I mean, there's other things that come along with than just popping a pill, because now it's going to be in pill form, mm-hmm. right? Or, you know, taking a shot once a week. You know, again, generally there are no quick fixes.
No.
There's always a repercussion for a quick fix. So, like I said, if even in recommending these drugs, and like anything else, I said the goal should be getting off of them. So you should be learning new behaviors while you're on this. And also learning how to, like I said, keep your body healthy, even taking these.
So yesterday, I guess it was, I woke up to find that I was sent an article. And the subject line was "For Your Nutrition Shows." And this was an article out of the New York Post 2 days ago, I guess it was. "Nearly 90% of adults have some form of this silent disease. Should ring alarm bells." And it says, "Heart disease and stroke deaths are falling in the U.S., but there's a quiet health threat that's spreading fast and putting millions at risk." When I read through this article, I'm reminded about the conversations that we've had with doctors over the last several years. Doctors being really, really, really distressed by seeing the rise of certain illnesses and diseases in 20 and 30 and 40 year olds that they would not expect to see until they were maybe in their 60s or 70s. And so it says, in fact, the problem is growing so widespread, condition landed its own chapter in the American Heart Association's 2026 Heart Disease and Stroke Statistics Update released on Monday. And what are they talking about here? They're talking about even more alarming, more than 80% of young and middle-aged adults are already showing early warning signs, potentially setting up for major health trouble later in life if they don't take action. The condition called cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome, known as CKM, is not a single disease, but rather a dangerous chain reaction within the body. It links heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, obesity, with each problem worsening the others and significantly increasing the risk of overall poor health outcomes and early death. Tracy, that's identical to what we've talked about now for 13 years.
Yeah, and did you see what they said at the bottom of this article?
What'd they say?
"The biggest drivers are not surprising. Poor diet quality, physical inactivity, and inadequate sleep, which means lifestyle interventions need to start much earlier." We talk about that. Again, so right here, this is what they're recommending. More exercise, better diet, better sleep. So, again, it's not, I always say it's not rocket science, right?
Like, gosh, prevention is our most powerful way to have the greatest impact.
Uh-huh.
Let me cycle back to October of 2012 when I first heard Doc Rick talking, and we've built on those conversations, prevention, 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 prevention. And we've built on those conversations now for literally 13 years.
So again, if you prevent this, then you're being proactive rather than reactive, like with the GLP-1 drugs.
Absolutely. And we're talking about quality of life.
Yeah.
And Tracy, the point that Tracy is making, that I'm trying to make, we've been trying to make, is start now and looking at, if maybe you're in your teens, or you have children or grandchildren who are in their teens, start now.
And make small changes. That's
make
what we
small
talk
changes.
Because that's the way things stick.
Yeah, get off of autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let Tony D'Aquani come over and show you how to cook that great
cook
Italian
food.
Cook real food. And, no, I'm serious about this, that it's not complicated. So read the quote from RFK.
I know,
from
I keep
when,
going back to this.
When he was when he wanted to be a candidate for president. Read this quote.
Well, no, it was when he was with Trump there, when Trump was running.
Okay, recently.
So another part of this is he was referencing Ozempic because it was so expensive. right? So he was talking about...
So wait a minute. Let me make sure I have the sequence right. So he was already coming on board with President Trump in his role with the federal government under Trump.
Correct.
After Kamala Harris didn't even want to take his phone call. True story.
Correct.
Okay.
So I believe that's when the speech was, you know, came out.
Yes.
So, again, he was talking about the cost, the original cost of these drugs, and he was talking about it bankrupting the country. But he, so then, in his words,
RFK
he said,
Jr.
for a fraction of that amount, we could buy organic food for every American family, three meals a day, and here we go, and eliminate diabetes altogether. We're going to stop subsidizing the worst foods with our agricultural subsidies. We're going to get toxic chemicals out of our food. We're going to reform the entire food system. And for that, we need new leadership in Washington because, unfortunately, both the Democrats and Republican parties are in cahoots with big food producers, big pharma, and big ag. So my question is now you have Ozempic, you have big pharma
right
in the White House
right
doing this drop in price, which, like I said, you know, I understand it to a point,
right?
But where's the rest of this? Yes, we removed a red food dye. Yes, we flipped the food guide pyramid, and we have different, you know, recommendations. But this, what he was talking about,
absolutely 100%. I mean, this has to become the primary message. And understand Dr. Oz's pragmatic approach to this, but we have to start today to come back to the hammering home the fact that we've got to eat real food and do all of these other things that they talked about.
I mean, yeah, eating this, like you said, the organic food, three meals a day, you can eliminate obesity, diabetes, heart disease. I mean,
yeah,
right? So
quick break with the sports report and then back in a minute to wrap it up on this Friday morning with Tracy Hay, registered dietitian.
Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast, down through all eternity, the crying of humanity.
8:49, Hats of Life Focus live on this Friday morning, and take the snowstorm preparation seriously, and, you know, be ready, and then don't sweat it.
Did you play the clip of the... getting the bread and the
no
milk.
Not this time. not this time. So but I did you know, advise folks, you know, get the stuff taken care of today, and if you're going to the store, you know, get yourself a loaf of bread. You don't need to buy 12 of them and hoard them so that then your neighbor gets there, oh, there's nothing left on the shelf. And that's what people do. We saw that during COVID.
Yeah, with the toilet paper.
Interesting story about toilet paper is that, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody calm down.
So.
I just had to bring that up because you were talking about clips, and that came to mind, just the preparation. Everyone's so paranoid. I just think about that. So
the real story behind the toilet paper was 40% of toilet paper consumption is done at work or in public places. And they're usually those big rolls. So when all of a sudden people were home and their consumption now shifted, that 40% for the most part shifted back to the residents, all of a sudden the residential toilet paper rolls became in short supply. It wasn't just a matter of people hoarding. I was interesting thing. And the manufacturers then had to retool their packaging to move away from those great big commercial rolls and get them back into the stores. There's always, there's usually more to the story.
Who was that who used to say in the rest of the story?
That was the Paul Harvey. And now the rest of the story. And now the rest of the story on food and nutrition. Well, I looked down in front of me, mm-hmm. and what to my wondering eyes did appear but a story that was posted on the New York Post at 6:59 a.m. on January 23rd of 2026. Health exclusive GLP-1 drugs brought our eating disorders back, and quitting the shots does not always help. And it says, welcome to The Thin Line, the New York Post's new series about the darker side of GLP-1 drugs. And they go on to say that, you know, they have given benefit to millions, but they are not without risks. Mm-hmm. And Tracy, turning it back to you, this is the core message. Not that you're 100% opposed to people using these things, but you just want a stronger, stronger, stronger message. Let's get back to eating real food for the long-term benefit.
Right. I don't want that message lost.
Right.
Because we have a quick fix to get thin.
Yes.
Because as I've said before, thin does not equal healthy.
Correct.
So again, you know, you got to get the nutrients in. Like I said, if you're losing muscle mass with this, you more strength training. You know, there's other things, other recommendations to go along with even taking when you are taking the drugs.
Yes.
So
just ask the Cavender twins. Haley and Hannah Cavender have candidly opened up about on their 6-month body transformation after ditching chasing skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. You just reminded me of it. And in here, they had been found out that does this sound familiar? They were starving themselves nutritionally.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually started to, we used to chase skinny, they wrote, which meant under eating, overtraining, and wondering why nothing ever grew, especially our glutes. For years, we thought less food equals better results. In reality, it just meant stalled progress, lower energy, and bodies that couldn't change. Once we started eating properly, following intentional macros, training with purpose, that's when their overall health, energy,
mm-hmm.
everything changed. So just, you know, but here's a couple of major influencers. How many millions, particularly of young women, were they giving a false information to originally?
Yeah, and again, you know, I'll say sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you think you're doing, you know, you could think you're giving out the best information, and especially if it's you're talking about what's happening, kind of. What you're doing, right? Which a lot of these influencers are.
I probably will come. Maybe I'll send you this story. We'll come back to this.
Okay.
Because we only have about a minute or two left. But when I read it down here, and I had not noticed this part before, in a 2023 YouTube video, Haley and Hannah opened up about their difficult relationship with food, and they had been afflicted with anorexia nervosa, and they actually were destroying their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's clearly that's a mental. You know, illness.
But think about anorexia. What they had been indoctrinated into mm-hmm. in society.
Mm-hmm.
So, bringing something like their message back into the reality of the new food pyramid, eating real food, taking exercise, it all plays together.
It does, and. Early in my career, I worked with anorexic and bulimic teenage girls, and mm-hmm. It's really a difficult place
sure.
to be.
Sure. And if society's messages are sending out the wrong message, makes it even harder to deal with, I would say.
Well, and when you're, you know, not giving your body the nutrients it needs, to talk about, you know, that induces depression a lot of times.
Yes.
Right? So.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, thank you very much, Tracy. And
well, thank you.
We will continue all of this going forward.
And enjoy the rest of your birthday today, Tom.
Yes, happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you very much. And listeners, remember what we said, that Robbie's going to be anchoring things here starting on Sunday. He's going to stay over at the studio. I'll be, you know, connecting from home on Monday. It's a Marmo Monday. Tony should be calling in at 7:30. The Zoll's on at 8 o'clock. We want to be here. You know, to bring you up-to-date information as far as what is happening in our area following what looks like it's going to be a significant snowstorm. So have a great, safe weekend. Check up on those other vulnerable folks who may need help with their shopping, with their medication, or getting themselves shoveled out. Stay warm. Be back here at 6 on The Beacon. Yeah.